There we go. Dan Brennan, Dalton Moore. We're trying to get our phone systems here together because we've got another phone guest. And, well, you've spoken with the gentleman. Tell us about John Tesh.
Yeah, so started seeing stories earlier this week. We've known about, you know, the potholes in Pritchard. That's been a news story for a while now. And the citizens there on many streets having trouble just driving to or from wherever they may be going. And the story came out this week that John Tesh, who is, I believe, from Daphne, made his way over to Pritchard and began filling those potholes himself. And we have the man on the line right now. John, thank you so much for coming on with us this morning.
Good morning, fellas.
So are you out there right now? When does your day start over in Pritchard?
You know, I do construction and roofing business, but my day starts, what I usually do is set my guys up with their crews. Right now, I'm not working on during the week because we have so many jobs because of the pandemic. So we try to work during the week, and then Saturday, Sundays, I'm out there.
Okay.
And I buy between 14 to 20 bags at a time, and I've done it, I think, 12 times now.
Wow. And you were saying that some of these potholes that you've been filling are just absolutely massive.
I had a lady tell me yesterday that she had been waiting 4.5 months. The pothole was 4.5 feet wide and 2.5 feet deep.
Man,
that's insane.
So, when did the idea come to you? Like, okay, I'm going to concentrate on Pritchard. I know they've got a problem with potholes. I'm going to figure out where the potholes are, where the biggest problems are, and I'm going to fill these things in. When was the idea hatched, and how much preparation went into it?
You know, I was in Atlanta, Georgia, visiting my mom. My stepdad had passed a year ago. He was a police officer in Atlanta, in Cobb County, and it was on the news. On CNN, they were saying some of the worst roads, and a lady on McGee Avenue said she couldn't get to the store. So I said, all right, I'm leaving my daughter up here for the spring break, for summer break with my mom. I'm going to go back to Atlanta, go back to Daphne. And I went over to McGee Avenue. I didn't even know where it was. I've been to Pritchard twice. I've lived in Daphne for 9 years. I went to this one road, and I said, whoa. This is more than just McGee Avenue. So I went down Neely Avenue. I went down Clark, Thompson, Williams, and it just kept on ballooning. I mean, it just kept on domino affecting. And I didn't do it for the recognition. I did it because I couldn't drive down the roads myself.
That's amazing. We're talking with John Tesh here, who himself went over to Pritchard and began filling in all these large potholes. John, tell us a little bit more about yourself. You're not from down here originally, right?
I'm from Rochester, New York.
Rochester.
I grew up in the upstate New York area. Then we went to Atlanta, Georgia in 1991. Graduated out of high school in 86. And then went to Atlanta with my mom and dad. And at that point, they divorced. And my mom got remarried to a Cobb County sheriff up in Atlanta, and I went from there to Pensacola, Florida for 4 years and ended up here because the schools in Baldwin County are amazing. Bell Forest is by far the best thing that's happened to our 9-year-old, and we can't thank Daphne, Alabama enough for the support, you know, and I just want to reach out to all the Blue Lives Matter, and, you know, they thought that I was a police officer when I went to Pritchard because I have a Blue Lives Matter. I have a police tag in the front of my vehicle supporting the blue.
Speaking of that, John, what's the reaction been? What's the reception of the community to you?
Oh, my gosh. I've been offered sandwiches, chicken, come back, don't be a stranger. I don't care about the potholes. You're a good man. You need to run for mayor. Yesterday, Sunday, a pastor gave me a $20 bill on his tractor mowing the grass over there and said, eat something, brother, and go buy another bag of asphalt.
Wow.
Wow, that's amazing. How much help are you getting? Are you doing this by yourself?
None. I have none.
No help.
I have no help. I've had one person reach out to me, and it wasn't about that. It's about putting integrity back in the world. It doesn't matter where you live in, your race, your color, your ethnicity. It doesn't matter about all that. You know, it's about let's put some integrity back in the world and love your neighbor.
You know, we had a discussion kind of like that on the air this week, talking about the level of
animosity in the world.
And we really get that, John, with our jobs right here, text line or people calling or leaving voicemails. Everyone seems so angry and divided, and it's kind of a bummer.
I'll tell you what, Pritchard, Alabama, has been nothing but open arms. I've never felt, you know, I got some stuff on there was a Facebook post with WKRG and, oh, be careful, you're going to, you know, don't go over there by yourself, you're going to get shot. Mm. Let me tell you what, I've had people pulling over, honking, thank you, brother, we appreciate you. It's not black and white, it's about America. I've heard that probably 30 times.
That's so great to hear from you, John. And what's, I mean, I know Dan asked about the reaction down there, but we're talking about roads that people, in some cases, haven't been able to drive down for months, and then you put the work in, and then they kind of have another part of their life back.
That's a good point.
We had a lady that said she had been waiting 4.5 months for Neely Road to be fixed. There was a bridge. They put a barricade on half of the bridge, so one person could go, then the other person from the other lane came across the other lane. She'd been waiting 4.5 months for that one hole, and when we did it, she said she didn't want to be on camera, didn't want to cause any. I said, I'm not here to cause any drama. I'm here to put integrity back in the world and try to love your neighbor, basically, is what my idea is here. It's not bashing the mayor. It's not knocking the city guys. They have their butts, you know, handed to them with all the COVID, and I respect all that. I'm not here to do all that. It's not about that. It's about doing what I was told to do in my heart. You know, helping people out that can't get help from somewhere else.
John,
and if I can find a spot, I will help them. And I will continue to help them, even with my, you know, people saying, oh, be careful, you shouldn't be there, it's not a safe place. I saw that on the news the other day. It's not recommended to go to Pritchard in the daytime.
You're getting a lot of love on our text line right now. David says, we need more people like John Tesh in this world. Mobile, thanks you, sir. And Dan says, tell him to tell us how to get in touch with him. Let us know, you know, how could the rest of us be of service like you? Is there anything that we could do to help?
I would love, you know, I'm not looking for the money. I'm just getting asphalt bags. Mm-hmm. And you want me to be honest with you? I'd like to go down there with a big FEMA truck and clean up all this garbage while I'm at it.
Mm-hmm. That is a problem.
I mean, you guys touched a very touchy subject, because the other day when we were out there on Saturday or Sunday, a lady said, how about the garbage first?
Man, that's amazing. And so I'm familiar, John, because I'm on the board of a mission called Light of the Village, which is in Alabama Village, which is kind of, you know, even a downtrodden part of the city of Pritchard, to be honest with you.
Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir.
So I get all that, and the work that we do there is quite gratifying. But do you feel like you're going to walk away from this? Actually, you will now have new friends for life.
I'm already thinking about how I can do more for the neighbor, for the area.
That's awesome.
And I was actually, my daughter goes to Belfort School today, and I'm thinking, how my wife is in Orlando this weekend for an Avon meeting. How can I go blow the edges of my Belfort school, because they mowed them and they didn't weed eat an edge? And how can I do this with a 9-year-old in a vehicle? I'm always trying to help the community, and I'm always trying to be that neighbor that can, hey, you know, if you need something, reach out to us. You know, it's just, we've gotten away from that since COVID.
Yeah, we have.
Gotten away from a lot of things.
I could certainly stand to be.
And I'm not trying to be the savior. I'm not trying to be, here we go, another guy looking for recognition. I didn't do all this. They came to Pritchard and filmed me.
Right.
Somebody in the neighborhood called Channel 10 and Channel 5.
Oh, yeah. We know.
I didn't even do this.
Not about the notoriety for you, for sure. I know I could stand to be more like you, John, and to raise my daughters the way that you're raising your daughter. So, again, if somebody wants to help, do you want to give a way they can contact you out over the air? Or if you'd prefer, we can...
I can do it right here. It's whatever you all want.
Sure.
251-644-8905. You know, it's funny that the industry has gotten so... We've gotten away from being, and it's not looking out for each other. It's all me, 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 and there's no love your neighbor anymore. It's, oh, that's his garbage, my garbage. Well, you know, even in my own neighborhood in Daphne, I will go up there and I will mow a person's yard that may be elderly, and I'm not looking, and I don't ask for money. I just do it. And my wife goes, what do you do, mow the whole street? So So you know what my daughter did? My daughter Mia, she's 9 years old. She goes to Bell Forest. Well, she sees that we do a backpack program, and I'm not looking for a handout. I'm not looking for any kind of. We do a backpack program that helps the children that are a little bit in need on the weekends. Mm-hmm. So Mia keeps seeing me come to school on Wednesday or Thursday last year, our first year at Bell Forest, which Mr. Ellis is one of the best principals in the state, in Baldwin County by far. He's done such a great job with her. And she says, Daddy, what do you do with those bags? Mia, you know, I'm just helping out a little bit. Mm-hmm. She goes, well, since you're helping out, I have these brand new LOL dolls that cost $30. Can I give them to some of my friends? I'm like,
wow.
Oh, boy. Where did I start? You know, a feast or famine, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, John, we appreciate certainly your story, and we'll continue to make sure that people know that number to call if they want to get in touch with you and help in any way.
I would love it. I mean, I'm actually in the market for a truck right now. I'm looking for a 2500 because I was working out of the van because my diesel is down, and COVID has got me, my hands tied a little bit. So I'm looking for an older, you know, an 08 or a 2010 truck. Maybe McConnell can reach out to me.
We'll hook up with Louis.
I back the blue. I support the military. We do whatever we can for the community because the world as we know it, tomorrow's not promised.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I appreciate y'all calling me.
Yeah.
I thank you for being on the air. I appreciate Brianna Hollis. She's the one that came down and opened the whole story up. We've had 2,000 plus people reaching out to me. And yes, it is, the asphalt is able to be driven on. It's not like somebody said, oh, is that really to code? It says drivable for concrete holes, VOC approved, all kind of stuff.
Tesh is our guest today, and he's the guest of the city of Pritchard nearly every day.
Yeah, he's the man of the month, maybe the man of the year here. And John, we appreciate your time. You're speaking our language here at FM Talk 106.5, and we'll be right back.